As we unravel the intricate layers of Roman mythology, we must acknowledge an undeniable influence that transcended borders and time. Greek mythology. The Romans, known for their pragmatic nature, not only absorbed Greek myths, but also embraced them, transforming and adapting them to fit their cultural context. This process of blending diverse traditions is referred to as syncretism, which played a pivotal role in shaping the pantheon of Roman gods. The Romans encountered Greek culture as their empire expanded, leading to a fascination with Greek literature, art, and religion. Rather than disregarding or replacing existing beliefs, they thoughtfully integrated these new ideas, creating a rich tapestry of mythology that reflected their own values and societal norms. This practice of syncretism allowed the Romans to establish a cohesive identity amidst the diversity of their growing empire. In many cases, Roman deities emerged as adaptations of their Greek predecessors, echoing similar roles and attributes, but interpreted within a distinctly Roman framework. This transformation often involved changes in names, personality traits, and even fundamental functions, aligning the gods more closely with the virtues that Romans held important, such as duty, discipline, and civic responsibility. Let us delve into some key examples of this adaptation, starting with the goddess Venus. In Greek mythology, Aphrodite embodies love, beauty, and desire, captivating both mortals and immortals alike. Roman interpretations of Venus retained these essential characteristics, but emphasized her roles as the matron of Roman ideals. Venus became not only the goddess of love, but also a symbol of fertility, victory in war, and the divine lineage of the Julian family, linking her directly to Julius Caesar and Augustus. Another notable example is the transformation of Mars, the Roman god of war, who is inspired by the Greek Ares. While Ares often embodies chaotic and destructive aspects of war, Mars is revered as a protector of Rome, embodying not just war but also agriculture and the nurturing of the state. This adaptation reflects the Roman value placed on military discipline and duty to the city, transforming Mars into a symbol of strength and guardianship rather than mere destruction. The Roman god Jupiter, equivalent to the Greek Zeus, further exemplifies this syncretism. While both deities share roles as kings of the gods and rulers of the sky, Jupiter's portrayal carries a distinctly Roman emphasis on authority and governance. He is viewed as not just a divine figure, but as the defender of the Roman state, ensuring order and justice, a critical aspect during both the Republic and the Empire. Additionally, Minerva represents a Roman adaptation of the Greek goddess Athena. While both share attributes of wisdom, strategy, and warfare, Minerva's character is more closely aligned with the civic aspects of Roman life, often associated with the arts, crafts, and commerce. This repositioning emphasizes the Roman ideals of practical knowledge and the promotion of societal welfare. The influence of Greek mythology on Roman gods underscores the complexity of cultural exchange and transformation during the rise of the Roman Empire. Through syncretism, the Romans absorbed and adapted Greek deities, crafting a pantheon rooted in their values, aspirations, and social structures. As we reflect on this dynamic interplay, we might consider how such adaptations continue in our cultural narratives today. In what ways do we see the blending of traditions in modern religions, stories, or institutions? How do these transformations shape our understanding of identity and heritage? The legacy of Roman adaptations serves as a testament to the enduring power of myth and the human desire to find meaning across cultures and time. I invite you to share your thoughts and reflections on the enduring influence of mythology, both Greek and Roman, in shaping our collective narrative. What stories resonate with you, and how do they inform our understanding of identity today?